Potatoes, garlic, corn, kale, carrots, strawberries, beets, watermelon, and squash. These are just some of the crops a Richmond farming family wants to grow on 20 acres in East Richmond. But to do that, they say they need to bring in 72,800 cubic meters of soil to improve the farming conditions. Members of the Hogeler family, owners of Country Meadows Farms and two golf courses, are looking to bring in fill to its property just off No. 6 Road. The fill would be spread out over the property to raise it about 1 meter. The primary objective is to enable the property to become agriculturally productive by eliminating excess water issues by raising the elevation, reads a report to City Council. Increasing the elevation is meant to address issues caused by the high water table that is severely impeding agricultural capability, the report noted. Raising it should lengthen the growing season and allow a greater variety of products to be grown on the property. The applicant, Gord Machen, said it will take about 2 years to bring in the fill. Tipping fees for fill on this property could generate up to $700,000 for the landowner. However, city staff noted this would be offset by activities such as reporting requirements, site preparation, and drainage improvements. If this fill application goes through, the applicant's agrologist will need to provide the city with inspection reports for every 3,000 cubic meters of fill that is brought in. The city can also ask for reports. The city will get $1 for every cubic meter sourced in Richmond and $2 for every cubic meter sourced outside of Richmond. City staff estimate they'll receive between $75,000 and $150,000 in revenue. City staff estimated one truckload could bring 7 to 8 cubic meters of fill. This would mean about 9,000 truckloads of fill would be brought to the property. Richmond City Council approved the fill application at Monday's committee meeting, and, if approved in a final vote at next week's council meeting, it would then be forwarded to the Agricultural Land Commission for final approval. Count. Michael Wolfe was the only member of council to vote against the fill application, citing the sensitive sandhill crane habitat next to the property. The property is assessed at about $91,000 and its property taxes last year were $1,730. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. Cell phone with arrow to stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.